This is Chaitanya Bhagavat. We've been hearing over several days about the Lord's transformation. So now he's met his immediate friends and pundit friends and school friends and shared with them his ecstasies of Krishna consciousness. And then he's also shared and revealed to his wife Vishnupriya and his mother Satchimata. So now he's revealing to his students his same mood and level of consciousness. We heard that yesterday, that whenever he went back and he reopened his toll, his Sanskrit toll, and when he started teaching Vyakaran and Naya, everything he taught he connected with Krishna, with Krishna's name. And then the students could understand the direction he was going in, so then they told him, anyway, just reveal to us the glories of the holy name. So then the students would open their books while chanting Hari Hari. This greatly pleased Satchinandan. And when he started to explain about the glories of the holy name, then he fell unconscious. Then he came back to external consciousness and said, Prabhu Bale, Sarvakala Satya Krishnanam, Sarvashastri Krishna Bhai, Na Balaya An. The holy names of Krishna are the eternal truth. All scriptures explain Krishna and nothing else. Sarvakala. Sarvakala is a way of saying eternal. All time. Satyam. Krishna's name for all times. For all time. Sarvakala. Krishna's name is the truth. And all the shastras, all they're actually telling about is Krishna. Saraswati Thakur's purport. The holy names of Krishna are not temporary objects that are subject to creation and annihilation within the jurisdiction of time. Since there is no material difference between the names of Krishna and Krishna himself, the form of Krishna, which is a personified source of time, and his holy names are at all times the undivided truth, all Vaishnava literatures have no other aim than Krishna. Now there's text 149. This is chapter 1, Madhya Kanda. Harta karta palayata Krishna se Ishvar Ajabhava adi sava Krishnara kinkar. Krishna is the supreme controller, the creator, the maintainer, and the annihilator. Everyone, beginning from Brahma and Lord Shiva, is his servant. Krishnara charana chari jayara vakan Brita Janma Jayatara Yavachan. The life of anyone who gives up the lotus feet of Krishna and explains things as separate from him is useless as a result of his false statements. So here, this is Lord Chaitanya's beginning of Sankirtan movement. And Sankirtan movement, of course, is based on preaching. Preaching is the essence. And the holy name is what he's distributing. So here he's telling his students, rather than teaching a mundane subject of Sanskrit, he's starting to speak philosophy. In other words, he wants to introduce the chanting of the holy name, which he's already introduced. He's told them that when they open their books, they should chant Hari, Hari. So that's nice, but the chanting must be backed by Sambandha Gyan, which we hear repeatedly. Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of my relationship with the Lord and this world. Who is the Lord? What is this world? What is the time factor? So now the Lord himself, in an appropriate way, because he's talking to students of Sanskrit, and he's explaining to them what is really important. So in the context of this, he's actually giving them Sambandha Gyan. So when they start chanting the holy name, or continue to chant the holy name, which they will do, their chanting will have a strong basis of Sambandha, knowledge. So Lord Chaitanya is showing the system. Krishna is the supreme control. In other words, the basics of philosophy, the basics of existential truth, or the basis of Krishna consciousness. He's giving a basic class in Krishna consciousness. Harta karta palayatya Krishna se Ishvar Ajabhavadi sava Krishna kinkar. Krishna is the supreme controller, the creator, the maintainer, the annihilator. Everyone is a kinkara. Kinkara means is a male. Kinkari means female, servant. Everyone's a servant. Aja Bhava Adi Sava, beginning with Aja, and Aja means the unborn, and Bhava means Shiva. Aja means Brahma, and Bhava means Shiva. Then it says, then he's saying, anyone who doesn't worship him, their life is useless. And then he says, Agama Vedanta Adi Jata Darshan Sarva Shastri Kahai Krishna Pare Bhakti Dhan. The philosophies in all the scriptures, headed by the Agamas and the Vedanta, describe the wealth of devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna. Agama, Vedanta, Adi. Beginning with Agamas and Vedanta, if you examine them, Darshan, Sarva Shastri Kahai Krishna Pare Bhakti Dhan. Krishna Pare. They give this knowledge, they give this bhakti. Bhakti is given there if you actually study them. So this is his idea. And the purport says, the Agamas or the Pancharatras, which are expansions of the Vedas, and the Upanishads, which are the head of the Vedas, and the Vedanta, which is the essence of the Upanishads, and all, as well as various philosophical scriptures, all point out that service to the lotus feet of Krishna is the goal of life. This Krishna Pade Bhakti Dan, that this is the wealth, Bhakti, Krishna Pad, serving Krishna. Mugda Sabha Adhyapaka Krishnera Mayaya Chadiya Krishnera Bhakti Anyapate Jaya. So Adhyapak, me Vidyarti Hun, Ap Adhyapak, hey. When we studied Hindi, the teacher was telling us in 1994, May Vidyarti Hum Ap Adhyapak, hey. You are the teacher, Vidyarti. I want the art. I want that Vidya from you, Vidyarti. So Adhyap. He's saying, teacher's bewildered, Mugda Adhyapak. Bewildered teachers. Mugda. Teachers bewildered by the illusory energy of Krishna, give up devotional service of Krishna and take to other paths. Chariya Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Chariya. Chariya. Chordo. And Pat. Anya Pat. They take to other paths. So he's saying that, listen, you're students, and this is what you should really understand, that Krishna is God, and this is and Bhakti is the goal of all the Shastras. And all the books, not only Sanskrit books. All the Vedas together. And then, so you're the students, and this is what the books are all about. And I'm a teacher, and teachers that don't teach Krishna Bhakti are all bogus. They're all bewildered. So before I was a Mugda Adhyapak, as we sang. Nimai Pandit is saying, before I was a Mugda Adhyapak, I was a fool. I was teaching you Naya and Vyakaran. This is all waste of time. Because I was bewildered by Maya. But now I see the light. Karana Sagara Krishna Jagat Jivan Sevaka Vatsala Ananda Gopara Anandan. Krishna is the ocean of mercy. Karana. They have that song, that variation of Jaya Radha Madhav, they sing. Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Radhe 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 Karana Sagara Murli Manohara Karana Sagara Murli Manohara Karana Sagara Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Radhe 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 Jajit Singh. It was famous here in Radhakund, always playing on the speakers. Karana Sagara, ocean of mercy. Krishna Jagat Jivan. Krishna is the life of the universe. You can see all these verses. If you look at all these verses, what is the word that Lord Chaitanya, that Nimai Pandit keeps using? Palyata Krishna, Krishnara Kinkara, Krishnara Charan. He's saying Krishna Pade. Then he's Krishnara Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Maya. And then he's saying, Krishna Jagat Jivan. So Krishna, 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 hey. Even he's giving Sambandha Gyan and explaining, he's also in giving them Shudanam and giving the holy name. Krishna is the ocean of mercy, the life and soul of the universe. Sevaka Vatsala. Sevak. Sevak Vatsala. He's affectionate to his Sevites. We say, there's another way of saying Bhakta Vatsala. We say Bhakta Vatsala. Mm-hmm. Everyone's heard Bhakta Vatsala. He's affectionate to devotees. But here he's saying Sevak. Because someone may be a devotee, not a Sevak. Oh, I'm Krishna's Bhakta, but I don't do any service. Many people are like that. So this is very specific. It's very interesting. Lord Chaitanya says, because you might say, Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala. He's affectionate to his devotees, to Mother Yashoda, and all his Bhakta Vatsala. He has his loving affection, like mother and like father. He's like parental affection, vatsalya. He's affectionate to his devotees. But he's saying, sevaka, sevak, sevaka vatsala. He's affectionate to those bhaktas that are doing seva, especially. Sevaka vatsala, nanda gopara nandan. And who is he? Who is this Krishna we're worshipping? Are we worshipping the Krishna of Dwarka? Are we worshipping the Krishna of Mathura? Are we worshipping Krishna Vaikuntha? No. Right here he's establishing. Right? Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taneo, Srinath Chakravarti, disciple of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya's disciple, Srinath Chakravarti, composed this verse, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Taneo. Which is Aradhya. Aradhya Bhagavan is Brajesha Tanu, the Braja Isha Tanu. He's the Tanu, he's the son of the controller of Braj. No one else. So here, right in the very beginning of his preaching campaign, very beginning, these are his first, the first customers, whatever you say it, first people he's preaching to. He didn't preach to his friends or his mother or wife, but he's preaching to his students, because they're his shishya, they're his chela, Sanskrit chela. So he's saying, listen, this is it. Nanda Gopara Nandan. Krishna is the ocean of mercy, the life and soul of the universe, the lover of his servants, the darling son of the coward Nanda. Nanda Gopara Nandan. Hina Krishna Name Jara Nahi Vrati Mati Padiya O Sarvashastra Tahara Durgati. Even if one studies all the scriptures, if he has no affection or inclination for the name of Krishna, he is certainly degraded Durgati. Durgati, gati means to go. He goes away, far away. He goes down, Durgati. Tahara. Padiya Sarvashastra, he studies him. Rati Mati, Rati Mati. Krishna Namajara Nahi Rati Mati. He studies all the Shastras, you get no Rati. Rati means attachment. Attachment, Rati, also means like Bhav, Rati. And Mati means your inclination, your interest, your attraction. Krishne Matirastu. Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi who is giving blessings to people. Krishne Matir Astu. May your mati, may your intelligence or inclination go to Krishna. So he's saying, Rati Mati. He has no affection for Krishna, no inclination. So what's the point? There's no point to your scholarship. And the Lord Chaitanya goes on. Daridra Adhama Jari Laya Krishnanam Sarvadosha Takve O Jaya Krishnadam. If a poor fallen person takes to chanting the holy names of Krishna, he attains the abode of Krishna in spite of having many faults. So here, Mahaprabhu is explaining to his students, his former Sanskrit students, Shishya, he's giving them the basic Sambandha Gyan about Krishna's position and the universe, his identity, and in relation to the other demigods. Then he's describing something of Krishna's qualities, how he's very loving and affectionate. Now he starts to glorify the holy name. So he gives the Sambandha Gyan to back behind the name, and then he also gives a Nam Mahima. So these are most important. We've been hearing over several days in Art of Chanting about the Nam Mahima, the glories of the holy name, which is in one sense also a type of Sambandha. The Nam Mahima, the glories of the holy name, and then the Sambandha Gyan, which is categorical knowledge about God, spiritual knowledge, Bhakti Gyan, Bhakti Tattva. This will make a very strong foundation by which we can practice Abhideya, Nam Bhajan. So there he's saying, Daridra Adam. If someone has fallen, and Daridra means poor, and Adam means no dham, no place, he's fallen. If he laya Krishnanam, he takes Krishnanam, sarvadosh takile ojai, that Even though he has Sarvadosh, all faults, so many faults. You can't but have faults being born in Kali Yuga. Kaler Doshan Day Rajan Asiyaka Mahagunan. 11th Canto Bhagavad says Kaler Doshan Day. This Kali Yuga is a Doshanidhi. Doshanidhi means ocean of faults, problems, faults. And we're so expert at fault finding. We're full of faults ourselves. We're not very expert at finding our own faults. We're very, very expert at finding your faults. Me? Me have faults? I didn't know I had any faults. Gaura Govinda Maharaj used to tell the story of the needle and the sieve. Sieve is like a strainer. It has so many hundreds and hundreds of holes in it. Straining water from vegetables. One day, the needle, he said to the sieve, to the strainer, he said, "Hey, you're full of holes. You're so funny, so many holes, and you're so faulty. You have so many holes in your body." And then the sieve said to the needle, "What are you talking about? You have a big hole in your head. You have a huge hole in your head. Don't you get the point? You're a point. The needle is only a point. Don't you get the point? You have a big hole. You're a big hole in your head. Why are you finding fault with me?" So the needle is finding fault with the sieve or the strainer. This strainer draining water from vegetables. So this is a Kali Yuga. But Lord Chaitanya is telling it. Sarvadosh takiveo krishnadam. E mata sakala shastra abhiprai. Ihate sandeha jara sehi dukkapai. This is the purport of all the scriptures. Anyone who doubts this fact suffers. Sakala shastra abhiprai. Dukkapai. You will have duk. You'll be duki. Duki Krishnadas. You'll be unhappy. You'll be sad. You'll be duki. Krishnara Vajanachari Je Shastra Vakane Se Adhama Kabu Shastra Marmanahi Jane. Anyone who explains the scriptures without referring to the worship of Krishna is a fallen soul who does not know the purport of the scriptures. Krishna Vajanachari Shastra Vakane Vyakan means to, he's describing the scriptures, but he's not explaining that these scriptures are about Krishna Bhajan. These scriptures are leading us to worshiping Krishna and describing and helping us understand how to worship Krishna. He doesn't know. Shastra Marma Nahijani. Nahijani. He doesn't know the meaning of the Shastras, and he's fallen. Shastra na jani marma adya panakare ngarda bhera praya jena shastravahi mare. There's one demon in the Krishna book, and his name is Denakasura, the jackass demon. So in some editions of the Bhagavatam, it says Garbhadakasura. Because there's another word in Sanskrit for ass, means garbhada. Gardava. So here, he's saying that those, Nimai Pandit Vishwambhara is telling, those who do not know the purport of the scriptures, yet teach them to others, are simply like asses. Gardabhara praya, they're almost like asses, carrying the load of the scriptures. Now, there's an interesting purport. Those who study the scriptures are of two types. One group consists of those who carry the heavy weight of the scriptures, like cows and asses. The second one, Gokara, right? The other group consists of those who extract the essence of the scripture, like honeybees. Honeybee lands on a flower and takes out the nectar, water. Sweet water. The purport is that in order to gratify their material senses, ass-like teachers who are ignorant of the actual purport of the scriptures do do not explain that the goal of life is unalloyed service to Lord Krishna, ahoituki, bhakti. The husband of Saraswati, the goddess of transcendental knowledge. That's very interesting. He's saying that those that are teachers, they of course worship Saraswati to get knowledge. All the pundits, they always do so much Saraswati puja. And he's saying that, what is this? They're talking about the scriptures, the Mayavadis or Advaitins or whomever. You see in Bengal, there's so much worship of Saraswati. They make a big murti on Vasant Panchami, and then they worship, elaborate worship of this murti of Saraswati, and then they take her in a parade and everyone chants. Here. Yeah, in Radhakund they also do. The Bengali, the Radha colony people. And then they take the murti and put in a Ganges or Yamuna or whatever. So he's saying that, what is this? They're explaining the scriptures, but they're not talking about Krishna. The very husband of Saraswati. He says, Krishna is the husband of Saraswati, the goddess of transcendental knowledge. Just as cows and asses are unable to relish the sweetness of honey, the study and teaching of the Vedas by such ass-like, proud, so-called learned scholars who uselessly labor hard like foolish animals is completely useless and meaningless. Being bewildered by Maya, those foolish persons then mistakenly accept other equally qualified ass-like people as learned. But actually, for intelligent swan-like devotees who know the causes of bondage and liberation, to be addressed as learned scholars is most befitting and appropriate. In other words, swan-like hamsas or paramahamsas who know the Vedas. That's why Vedavyasa begins the Bhagavatam by saying that paramahamsas hitam. He says it. Dharma prajita kaiti rocho paramo nimatsaranam satam. He's saying this Bhagavatam is for the paramahamsas, for the swan-like people, the really truly intelligent people that understand that the Bhagavan Sri Krishna is the source of everything and he should be worshipped. That's the second verse of the first canto of Bhagavatam. Padina shunina loka gelachari kare Krishna maha mahotsave Krishna maha mahotsave vanchila tahare. People obtained death and destruction through such study of the Vedas, and as a result they were deprived of the festivals of Krishna. Yeah, it's very interesting. Krishna Maha Mahotsav. I mean, it's not only festivals, but the great, great festivals, because Utsav means festival, and Maha Utsav means Mahotsav. When you combine, it's a Sunday. When you combine Utsav with Maha, the U becomes O, Mahotsav. Then he's saying Maha Mahotsav. That means Maha means big, big festival, really big festival. The Vanchila Tahare, they don't get. In other words, if you study the Vedas and your study does not bring you to the point of Krishna Bhakti or to the point of surrendering to Krishna, then you're an ass. You're simply wasting your time and all your so much scholarship and so many hundreds and thousands of hours of Sanskrit study and Nyaya and logic and grammar. And it's all for naught. It's useless, waste of time, meaningless ultimately. Because again, you have to take birth and death. You have to be born and die, be destroyed, birth and death. And you miss the fun. You don't go to the circus. You don't go to the carnival. You missed it. You got off on the wrong station. It's two stations down. You got off on the train station where there's birth and death. So Mahaprabhu is saying, you're deprived of the festivals of Lord Krishna, the Maha Mahotsave, because they don't get. Because if you become a devotee, then how many festivals we have? So many festivals we have. Tirubhav Utsavs. So many Tirubhav Utsavs of the Vaishnavas. So many Janmotsav. Janmotsava, Janmotsava, Gauranga Janmotsava, Krishna Janmotsava, the Utsav celebrations of Gauranga and Radharani and Krishna and Ram and the Sringa, and Gurudev, Gurudev's Utsav. Sometimes these are big festivals. So many festivals we have. And because we're studying the Vedas and understanding that Krishna is the goal and his service is the purpose of life. And we get to enjoy so many festivals. And when we enter the spiritual world, what does Lord Brahma say? What does Lord Brahma say about the spiritual world? Every step is a dance. Every word is a song. And the water tastes just like buttermilk nectar. Orange juice, buttermilk nectar. The water tastes just like nectar. So this means it's a festival, it's a carnival. What is a festival? What does a carnival mean? Singing, dancing, and good food. Lots of food. Anytime in India there's a Lakshmi Puja and Poshamas. And Poshamas every Thursday they go to Bailvan, Lakshmivan, and they worship Lakshmi Devi. And it's a big festival. Everyone's going for puja. It's a Lakshmi Utsav. Lakshmi Devi. All the Brijvasis go there because they're supposed to give blessings to Lakshmi. They all go there because it's an ancestral tradition. Because Lakshmi is waiting for the Ashirvad. Without the mercy of Brijvasis, you can't enter the Leela of Radha Krishna. Not by tapa, not by austerity, not even by being the goddess of fortune. Not even by having all the money in the world. She has a lot of money, goddess of fortune. And she's very famous. She's the wife of Vishnu. But she's stuck up under the bale tree, eating bale leaves. Most of the year, for 11 months. 10 months she's bale, bilvapatra. And then for 2 months she gets to eat bale fruit. So it's a big break for her. Now she's doing good. She's getting a little fat right now. Not much. No, that now I'm getting to that. And that's only four shots out of 365. 4 days in Poshamas, she gets Khichdi every Thursday for four Thursdays in a month. That has to hold her over for 1 year. Balance of time, it's bilvapatra and then a big treat of a bale fruit. So such austerity she's doing in her eating, and no more chapan bhog, no more silk saris, no more golden thrones and pedestal beds and brass beds and cushy mattresses and remote controlled stereo and television. It's all finished. She's sitting in Padmasana wearing some jute sari. Whatever, but she doesn't. She's begging them for blessings. That's why she's like this. She's sitting like this. When you sit like that, you ever see the pictures of the politicians in India on all the posters? Every single village, there's millions of. Whenever there's an election, all the ladies running for office, all the men running for office, they're always standing like this, begging. This is a begging Anjali. This is a begging position. Please elect me. Please give me your vote. I want to serve you. This means I want to serve you. It means I'm begging. So she's like this. Please give me your mercy, Brijbasis. Because I thought I could get here on my own, but I'm stuck over here. So they go every year and they bless her. They offer a khichdi. They cook her a big feast and they give her a khichdi. And when you go there, so everyone's doing that puja, but it's a big festival and there's thousands of sweet wallas there and thousands of jalebi wallas and thousands of burfi wallas and thousands of kachori wallas and thousands of samosa wallas. And there's rides for the kids and there's balloons and there's horns and everything. It's a party. It's an utsav. So when you go to the spiritual world, it's a Krishna Maha Mahotsav. This is Lord Chaitanya's words. Krishna Maha Mahotsav, not Krishna Mahotsav, or Krishna Utsav. Krishna Maha Mahotsav. Because that means you get Krishna Mahaprasad. We sit down in the Krishna Janmashtami Utsav, or Mahotsav. And we get the sabji and puri and sweet rice. And then, what are we all waiting for?
Sweet.
The Maha Prasad from the altar that was offered the night before at 11:30. The cookies, the cakes, the pies. Right? So that's the Krishna Maha Prasad. So then, and if you're lucky and the pujaris haven't stolen it all, then you may get something. But generally, they steal it all. Oh, there's some system. They brought in the black cats to guard it. CBI is guarding it. So this is Lord Chaitanya is really trying to convince his students that close your books, chant Hare Krishna and worship Krishna. Putanare Je Prabhu Kaila Muktidan Hena Krishna Chari Lokke Kare Anya Dhyan. Krishna awarded liberation to Putana, yet people still leave aside Krishna to meditate on others. Durga Dhyan, Shiva Dhyan, Surya Dhyan, Brahman Dhyan, to meditate Anya Dhyan, to meditate on others. He's saying, how foolish. This lady, she didn't have any bhakti. She came to kill him. And Krishna accepted her as his dhatri, as his nurse, and promoted her to Vaikuntha. How merciful is this Krishna? Why do you want to worship anybody else? If you worship anybody else, they're all material. They're all in this side of the Karna Samudra, and they can only give you benefits in this world. And you have to take again birth. Don't be so foolish. Agasura hena papi jekaila mochan konsuke chariloka tanhara kirtan. For what happiness will someone give up the glorification of he who delivered the most sinful Agasura? Agasura. Aga, the word Aga means sin. He was the sin demon. The word Aga. Aga means sin. Agasura hena papi. Kaila mochan. He was liberated. Kon suke chari loka tanara kirtan. Why will one... Who will give up that sukha, that happiness of glorifying this Krishna? Je Krishnera name haya jagat pavitra na bale dukita jiva tanhara charitra. The entire world is purified by the name of Krishna, jagat pavitra. Krishnera naam, Krishna naam jagat pavitra. Krishna's name purifies the entire universe. Yet wretched living entities abstain from chanting his glories. Nabale dukita jiva. Dukita. Very unfortunate, sad. They don't chant the charitra of Krishna. Jai Krishnera mahotsave brahmadi vival tahachari nrityagite kareyan amangal. Even the demigods headed by Brahma Adi, are overwhelmed by Krishna's festivals. Yet people give up such festivals and take pleasure in inauspicious dancing and singing. Chari nirti gita kari amangal. Inauspicious. They go to the disco and dance. And they go to some club and they sing. But we see that when it's Janmashtami, then Brahma comes to celebrate. You can read in Madhav Mahotsav. All the wives of demigods came to bathe Radharani. Mm-hmm. And when Krishna was bathed at Govindakund, all the demigods came and bathed him. And everyone took part. And so this is a great utsav. And every day there's a great utsav in Aparan Lila. When Krishna returns with the cows, all the demigods come down and worship him and chant and dance and have a beautiful festival. And they roll in the dust of the cows and roll in the dust of Krishna's lotus feet to get purified. So every day it's a festival. As we said, every day is a festival. In the spiritual world, every day is a festival. Every single day is an utsav, maha utsav. Once Prabhupada was asked by a reporter, he said, I see your devotees chanting and dancing on the streets and they distribute their literature. But other than chanting and dancing and distributing your literature and taking prasad, and I see these are their daily activities, what do your devotees do for recreation? For pleasure? I mean, they seem like they work all day and doing this books distribution, and don't they take a holiday? They get 2 weeks off and go to the Riviera or something? Or go to Miami and swim in the ocean in the winter? Or don't they go on some vacation somewhere? And Prabhupada said, our devotees are not so fickle. Our devotees are not so fickle. Fickle means chanchal, jumping here, there, this, that, or particular, or whatever. It's different meanings, but they're not so choosy or particular. Recreation? Practically everything we do is recreation. Who doesn't like to sing? Who doesn't like to eat nice food and dance? We dance, we sing, we eat. We hear very, very entertaining philosophy and wonderful stories. Practically everything we do is practically this is the International Society for Recreation. Krishna consciousness means recreation or recreating. That's a fact. I remember when we were in the temple and people would come and visit us and come for the Sunday program. They said, oh, I don't want to go. You people are so sweet. You people are so nice. I feel so good here. I feel so happy here. And that's how it was. I don't know these days. I haven't been around temples much, but it was like that. There was so much love in the temple, so much union and so much feelings among the devotees. And then people picked up on it. We didn't have to sell it. People, they felt it. And they felt home comfort. They felt, yes, this is my home. Even they would say things like that. When I come to the temple, I feel like I'm home. I feel so relaxed and so comfortable. It feels so, this is recreation. But anyway, I have to go. I'll see you next Sunday. I'll be back. So, we'll just finish this one page here. So, the demigods there, anyone who doesn't, they engage in amangal. Ajamale nistarila jay krishnera nam danakula vidya made tahanahijan. The holy name of Krishna delivered Ajamil. Yet those who are intoxicated by wealth, good birth, and education do not know Krishna. Shunabhai sabat satya amaravachan bhajaha amulya Krishna parapadmadan. Now he's referring to his shishya as his bhai. He's not thinking, I'm guru, I'm the Sanskrit professor. I'm Professor Nimai Pandit, Professor Vishambar, and you are just chelas. He sees very much, and that was what it was like before. Before he had that ego, that hankar, that arrogance. But now he's transformed by Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa and Mantra Diksha, by Naam. He's transformed into a humble Vaishnava. Amanina Amanidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. He's showing us Amanina in his own behavior. Not just speaking it, he's showing it. Amanina. Amanina means no desire for man, without man. Man means self-respect, pride. Man. Amanina Amanidena. Manidena, manidena means, dena means you give respect to others. Respect all, love all, serve all. So he's showing this in action right here. He's showing Trinada Pisuni Chana Turi Vasahishana. Amanina, manidena, kirtanya sadahari. He's always engaging in kirtan. Every verse is about Krishna. Every single verse he's speaking has the word Krishna in it. And he's always engaged in kirtan. So he's seeing his students, oh, it's not us and them. It's not me and them. Teacher and student, we're the same family. How can you be a brother unless you have the same father? Right? So Krishna's realization, Nimai Pandit's realization at this point is, I belong to Krishna. I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's son, and these are not my students, these are my brothers. That's why he's saying, oh, bhai. Because Krishna's their father, and Krishna's my father, and we should all serve Krishna. That's the whole gist of what he's talking about. Krishna's the Supreme Lord. He's the Lord of me. I'm also chanting his name, and then you should also chant his name. You're my brothers. Please take this knowledge, or become enlightened. Realize this fact, which I have realized, and take up the chanting of the holy name of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, our Lord, our Master, our Father, our Mother, our everything. Oh, bhai. It's a very interesting word. Why he says bhai? Shuna bhai sabha. Satya amara vachan. Please hear my truthful statements. Bhajaha amulya Krishna. Worship the invaluable wealth of Krishna's lotus feet. Mulya. Mulya means price. Look at a book, it says mulya. Mulya, 10 rupees. Gita Press books, they write now in English. They write in Hindi. They don't write mulya. Amulya, it's no price. There's no price. Krishnapad. Krishnapada Padmadan. These lotus feet. There's such a wealth there. Krishna's feet. And Krishna's feet, there's so much wealth. So much value. So much power. So much benefit. Worship the invaluable wealth of Krishna's lotus feet. And Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita, Prabodhananda Saraswati has written in verse 90, "Oh, devotees, give up all unfavorable bodily and mental activities that are contrary to the pleasure of Krishna's senses and become attached to the lotus feet of Gauranga Chandra. Ye charana sevite lakshmira abhilash, ye charana sevina shankara shudhadash, ye charana haite jana vi parakash, hina para padma bhai sabbe karash." It's all poetry, so you can sing it actually. And again, he's on this bhai program. Oh, brothers, may you all desire to attain the same lotus feet of that Lakshmi desires to serve. We were just talking about Lakshmi. And now first the Lord has given teachings about Sambandhagyan and about Nam Mahima. And now he's giving Ashirvad. He's giving blessings. See, may you all desire to attain the same lotus feet that Lakshmi desires to serve. The same lotus feet by whose worship Shiva has become known as a pure servant, Shankara Shuddha Das. And the same lotus feet from which the Ganges emanated, Janavi Parakash. Dekikar Shaktiache E Navadvipe Kanduka Amara Vakya Amara Samite. Who in Navadvip has the power to refute my explanations before me? That's the conclusion of Vishwambhara's presentation. It's very interesting that the same line that he spoke here, he would speak every day when he was speaking Naya. When he's speaking about Naya and Vyakaran, logic and grammar, he would use this line. He would say, who in Navadvip? What pandit? What pandit in Navadvip? There's so many pandits here in Navadvip. It's full of pandits. What pandit can defeat my statements? Can you overturn my Naya and show how it's illogical? Can you find a fault in my logic? Naya dosh. It's called Naya dosh. Can you find the dosh or the fault in my logic? I challenge anyone. He was so puffed up, so proud. So some of that pride is still there. But now, instead of being proud of himself, instead of being proud of his own material knowledge, again, now he's proud of Krishna. It's Krishnaman. He has Krishnaman, pride in Krishna. So now he's challenging. He's challenging the same pundits that he challenged before. But now he's challenging him to defeat his Krishna theology. Defeat my Krishna Vedant. It's very interesting. Deki, kar shakti achi hei navadvipe, kanduka amara vakya amara samipe. You say, okay, listen everybody, you heard what I said, and everyone listen to what I'm saying. Who in Navadvipa has the power to refute my explanations, what I've just said? Can anyone defeat it and say that Shakti is the goal, that Durga is the goal? Can any of you Shaktas out there in Navadvip? We have so many pandits for Shakta worshippers. Come on, challenge me. Try to overturn my statements. Show me that Krishna is not the conclusion of the Vedas. Try and prove it. Try and show me that Krishna Bhakti is not the conclusion of Vedanta. Come on, try and prove it. Try to establish that Durga is supreme or Shiva is supreme. I challenge you, come on. That's what he's just saying here. And try to explain there's some other process. There's some other process meant for human life besides chanting the holy name of Krishna. Gyan, Ashtanga Yoga. Come on, present your process, present your path. This is what he's saying. He's asking for a fight, in other words. Come on, you want to fight? Come on. This is how pundits fight. They don't fight with their fists, they fight with their words. Kshatriyas fight with their fists. Pundits fight with their words. Shudras fight with their feet. They kick and bite. They don't have any weapons. Srila Anantadas Pandit Babaji Maharaj, and the Mahant of Radhakund, and one of the greatest scholars, Gaudiya Vaishnava scholars in India, he has answered our questions. And what he's explaining here, what he understands from his studies and books, is that at the age of 18 years old, Vishwambhar, Nimai Pandit, married Lakshmi Priya. And then a year later, within that year, he went to East Bengal and taught Sanskrit to raise money for his family and came back. And during that year, Lakshmi Priya died, left her body in separation. And then when Nimai Pandit or Vishwambhar was 19 years old, a year later, he married Vishnu Priya. Yeah, Vishnu Priya was still probably, whatever she was, 8 years old or something. Did he comment on that, how old she was? Because I know she was only about 14 or so when she... Maybe she was 10 and or 9 or 10. And then she was 14 when he took sannyas. That's pretty much accepted. And then 1 year after that, at the age of 20... he went to Gaya to observe or perform a Shrad ceremony or Pinda ceremony at the lotus feet of Gadadhara Vishnu in Gaya. And although his father, Jagannath Mishra, left his body or died when Vishwambhar was 10 years old, it wasn't until 10 years later, when Vishwambhar was 20 years old, that he went to Gaya to perform this ceremony on behalf of his father, Shrad ceremony. And at that same time in Gaya, he got initiated by Ishwarapuri. So he was 20 years old and he got initiated, not 10, which we had wrongly conveyed based on the information we had, which is not very reliable. And then for the next few years, until he took sannyas, from 20 to 24, for 3 or 4 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing Prem Ras Sankirtan, Prem Ras Leela, Prem Ras Sangha. He was relishing Prem Ras with all the Nadiyavasis, Gadadhara Pandit, Jagannanda Pandit, Nittai, Shivas, Ananda Nandan, all the different devotees that are there. He was relishing Prem Ras. And at the age of 24, he left Navadvip and went to Katwa and took sannyas from Keshav Bharati. And then he went from there to throughout India and ended up staying in Jagannath Puri. So everyone has recorded that, those facts.
The sequence of Mahaprabhu speaking to his students, right? First he decries their understanding.
That's a good point, a very good point.
And then he concludes again by decrying the pundit system.
Yeah, you can say that last verse was like, the last verse that he mentions, or he's challenging, it's a way of increasing the faith of the disciples in the guru, because at this point giving these teachings on Sambandha Gyan, now previously he was their Vidya guru, now he's their Paravidya guru, he's their guru of transcendental knowledge, real guru, not just a my tennis guru or my guitar guru, my Sanskrit guru, because they use guru rather liberally in India. So it's also a guru, teacher, heavy with knowledge of Sanskrit. But now, so then he's saying, so I've told you all these philosophical points and established all these things. Now, you may have some doubts in your mind. You may have some doubts in my teaching, or you may not have faith in me. And so you may want to go to some other Sanskrit teachers or some other logicians, and so you go, bring them all here. I challenge them all. In other words, he's like saying, oh, you don't think my points are correct? You think there's some problem with my points? You think there's some weakness or I'm missing the point or somehow? Okay, bring all your opposition. I'll finish them all up. So this is a way. Then they'll say, wow, our guru is really bad. You know, our my father is the biggest guy in town. He's ready to take on everybody. I think he's really confident. He's so confident about what he's teaching us, and he's willing to challenge anyone, then maybe we should be confident also and have more and more faith in what he's saying. So this is also a way of showing, he's establishing it, that I'm not weak. I'm not afraid of any challenge. I'm not afraid of any challenge. I'm not afraid of any opposition. Bring it all. I'll take it on. And some gurus, they may want to avoid controversial issues. Oh, they ask him some question. They say, I don't want to talk about that or whatever. But he's like quite bold. Come on. I challenge anyone to refute my explanations of Krishna consciousness. So then they'll say, wow, we picked a winner here. Our Nima, I think we got the right guru here. This guy really knows what he's talking about. And he's really convinced. And he's really sure of himself, and he's willing to, okay, let's you know, because even if they were thinking, well, I'm not sure what he's saying. I mean, he said so many things. Maybe he's going to change his opinion next week. And then maybe let's bring some opposition here. Because we don't know much logic. It's a fact. But we'll bring some big logicians. We'll bring some other gurus. We'll bring some worshippers of Durga here. We'll bring some big Durga gurus over here. Big Shaktis. And let's see what our guru does with them.